Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. Sonny Vaccaro is credited with creating the multi-million dollar athletic shoe industry and for putting basketball and sneakers on the map. He was instrumental in launching Nike's Air Jordan empire in the 80s. He started the movement of paying big-name college coaches to have their players wear Nike shoes. He ignited the Nike-Adidas sneaker wars, and he changed the face of youth basketball by creating high school all-star games. And now Sonny Vaccaro is the subject of the latest ESPN 30 for 30 documentary, Soul Man, on ESPN, premiering Thursday, April 16th at 9. A look at a man some call a sports marketing genius. Others say he's just a wheeler-dealer. And with us on This Week in America, the soul man himself, Sonny Vaccaro. Hi, Sonny. Welcome to the program.
Well, thanks, Rick, for having me. I must have willed and dealed myself to being a genius, or was I a genius who became a willer dealer?
You know, it's really interesting when you watch, and I've had the chance to watch the 30 for 30. This is excellent. I recommend this to everybody. And let's go back to 1984. For a whole generation, they think that Nike and Michael Jordan always existed as icons in their industry. 1984, Nike's a young sneaker company. You've just come on board. They're plotting a strategy to create a new business for the company in pro basketball. You're at a meeting at a mansion in Oregon, and that's when you first bring up the name of Michael Jordan. Talk about what happened at that meeting and how this whole thing started with Jordan.
Well, Mikey, Phil and I wanted to extend. We were into college basketball, Rick, and then he wanted to extend to the pros. We had guys that were wearing the shoe, but they were on the bench. And the public really was no marketing in the 80s. You want to be honest about it, especially for a professional athlete, especially for a black athlete. And so we sat there in this mansion, and they said, Sonny, we got $500,000. We want to get a few pros to wear our shoe, name pros, coming out of the draft. And that year was a great year. That was Elijah Wan and Barkley and Johnny Stockton and Michael Jordan and some other guys. So we sat there that day, and I said, okay, Michael Jordan's the guy. Now, I had never met Michael Jordan in my life. He played at North Carolina. They never wore our shoes. I had no connection to Michael Jordan whatsoever. But I saw him play the Georgetown game. I just knew about him. I had a feel about him. I don't know what. I can't explain it. But anyway, I suggested that. They wanted to sign a couple, but then Phil and I said, okay, Sonny, we're going to roll with you. So they gave me the $500,000. Myself and Rob Strauss, who was the first lieutenant to Phil at that time, cut a contract with David Falk, after convincing Michael that he would be a signature shoe. That was the key, Rick. He had his own brand, Air Jordan. And that's how it all happened, ladies and gentlemen. It happened by happenstance, and no one else was willing to do what we did. I think that was the first order of business. A player actually had a shoe or some sort of equipment named after him.
And it took a little bit.
Go ahead, Drew.
Yeah, I was going to say, it took a little bit for you to get that through to Michael, right? I mean, he was an Adidas guy because he really liked what the sweatsuits. He really, if he had his choice, was going to go with Adidas.
You know what? I think we were a major underdog until game time. I honestly believe to this day, now Michael would never say it because it would be a little demeaning to Nike. I always thought it was a game time decision. I mean, right at the last minute, he said, okay, I'm going to follow your lead. Because, I mean, we're telling him he doesn't have a signature shoe. Well, let's understand something. What the hell did the signature shoe mean in 84? There was no other one. You know what I'm saying? But then this whole Air Jordan, and he was going to fly and all that. So that's what my job was, to say, you're going to be something special no one's ever done. And until he did it, and I remember sitting almost game time up in Oregon with his mom up there, and, the Nike, big brass, and myself and Michael, going over the details in Falk, but it was cutting, it was hit and miss there. But then he did it, and then the rest is history. That's how close it came, Rick. I think that's what I'm trying to say here.
Well, it's interesting because what Michael really wanted, a car, and legend has it that you pulled a couple of miniature cars finally out of your pocket, rolled them across the table to get his attention.
You found that artifact. That's a true story. I basically remember those nice little cars you get when you're a kid.
Still have them, yes.
Yeah. Well, they had little wheels on. I rolled it across the table. Oh my God! Good for you.
Well, yeah, that's funny because you thought one was a Lamborghini, and you said, Michael, you can have these. See, I still have the miniature cars because I can't afford the big version of them. But Michael's got a stable of those. And I understand we're running out of time, going too quickly with the soul man, Sonny Vaccaro, ESPN. You've got to watch the new 30 for 30. That his mom was really instrumental because she understood you were presenting an opportunity to be partners rather than an employee just making a wage selling these shoes.
And his mother, Dolores, was, I think, the tiebreaker. I don't know that for sure, but I would bet on it. Dolores was a major, major influence in Michael's life. Yes. So I'm agreeing. Yeah, I think she was a tiebreaker.
Got about a minute left in the program. You ended up leaving Nike, and in the documentary, it's like somewhat amicable. Phil Knight says, "You're gone," and you say, "You can't fire me, I quit," type of thing. But then you end up, lightning does strike twice with Kobe Bryant. And here's another big gamble for you, because here's a kid coming from high school to the pros, and you're taking Adidas, and you're putting a lot of money on the line with Kobe.
I think that might have been bigger than Michael. If Michael failed, I don't think anybody would have remembered. If Kobe failed, Adidas would have died. You get my point?
Yes.
I mean, let's say Air Jordan doesn't happen. No one was thinking about that in the 80s. But a high school player in the 90s, and Jordan has existed, and other guys were getting contracts. A high school player. I mean, he laughed at us for that. You know, I mean, so, yes. That was the gamble that saved, you know, Adidas. And the gamble that they failed on was not signing LeBron out of high school, and it ruined Adidas. Isn't that ironic?
It's amazing, and all of this in the new ESPN 30 for 30 documentary, Soul Man, focusing on former sports marketing executive Sonny Vaccaro on ESPN, debuting Thursday, April 16th at 9 o'clock. Sonny, thank you so much. I love the program, a fascinating career you had. Great having you with us on the program. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for sure. Okay, God bless. Thank you very much.
You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.